Hello.
Hello. Yes, good
Yes.
evening. My name is Tony, calling from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. Okay, and we are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions in the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. Okay, and just
Yes.
for qualification purpose of the survey. Okay, so it seems like somebody already called you and you're almost done with this survey. Okay, you only have a little bit to go. Would you like to help me finish it up, sir?
I guess while I'm going to Walmart, I mean Menards. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, sir. One of the questions: do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Okay, black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than the students of other races. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Was the question again?
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Okay, black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
Black students in any school in the United States is treated differently. I lived in 23 states.
Okay, so do you strongly agree with that or just somewhat?
I strongly
agree
that they are treated with disrespect in school, and they believe that our education isn't worth it, so they pass it along.
Okay. All right, sir, and which of the following would you most help you, you know, and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two options, you know, that will help you the most. More opportunity to promotions and raises, ability to build an investment portfolio, supporting building a strong professional network, debt reduction, help starting or maintaining a business, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, help acquiring valuable Java skills, or none of the above.
Well, help getting financial wealth is the number one thing. Tulsa, Arizona. Not Tulsa, Arizona. And we call it Black Wall Street. That was burned down, regentrification, split the city, and stole all the money. It was bombed by JFK. We would like to have those riches back, and that was hundreds of millions of dollars that was taken from that bank.
So be financially literacy resources to reach financial goals. That would be one.
That would be one.
And what else?
The opportunity to get loans to start businesses. Because most of the time we're not allowed to get a loan to start a business. I know because I went to get a loan to start a business, and I still started a business.
Okay, so be like a help starting or maintaining a business, right?
Allowed to get the loan. We don't need your help. Everything we got, we can't get stolen by y'all. All I want is the money to get the business started.
So be more opportunity to promotions and raises or stuff like that, ability to build an investment portfolio, supporting building or strong professional network or debt reduction, help starting or maintaining a business, or help acquiring valuable job skills.
I'll start the business.
Okay, get wealth, right?
Wealth, helping maintain wealth, and help give them the money to go start a business. Because you won't do that.
Okay, help maintain business. Okay, that'll be that one right here. All right. All right, so now, which of the following would you be most helpful in combating, you know, the rising cost of living for you and your family? You can select up to two, okay? Increase rental assistance programs, increase food assistance programs, subsidize public transportation, universal health care, universal basic income, increase income-based housing programs, increase statewide, subsidized housing, increase the home ownership programs, or none of the above?
None of those apply to me.
Okay, none of those. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, which of the following are most important traits you look, you know, for in a neighborhood to live, you know? You can select up to three. Access to good schools, friendly and supportive neighbors, walkability, employment opportunities, nearby, affordable housing options, safe and secure surroundings, neighbors who look, you know, like me, access to parks or natural spaces.
Who's like,
convenient,
what neighbors look like you? What are you? What are you? What neighbors look like me? What do you mean? Like
that
you,
means,
white?
I mean, I guess it's the same race. They speak in the same race, you know?
Well, no, I'm not going to get no gentrification neighborhood. That'd be retarded.
I don't care
about the school. I don't care about the school because my kid goes to private school. I don't care about that.
Okay.
Safe and secure neighborhood, unpoliced neighborhood, affordability neighborhood, a neighborhood that has good people to live in it, like my neighbors. Those are the things I look for in a neighborhood.
So, be affordable housing options and safe and secure surroundings?
Affordable housing is housing. I build affordable housing. I'm a plumber. Affordable housing is paid for by taxpayers. So when you say affordable housing is Section 8 HUD homes or whatnot. That is not what I want. We want homes that are affordable. You see
the
difference?
Okay, so homes that are affordable, right? Okay.
What was that?
Yeah, let me write this down because I'm writing it under other, okay? So be homes that are affordable, right? So be homes that are affordable.
Hello?
Homes that are affordable, right? Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yeah, I want homes that are affordable. So back in the day, I could go spend $130,000 to go buy the material to build a home, and a home is worth $400,000. But because the system wants to jack up the prices across the board for everything, that same home that costs $130,000 to build and sell for $400,000, that same material is tripled the price, which makes the house unaffordable.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, what about friendly and supportive neighbors? Would you like that trait, you know, that important trait in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I would like to have my neighbors be supportive of the decisions of the neighborhood. So if we don't want somebody walking through our neighborhood, walking through our neighborhood, if we have somebody that's blaring radio through our neighborhood, there are a few of us that will say something. We will.
Okay, what about safe and secure surroundings in your neighborhood?
Safe and secure surroundings in any neighborhood should be good.
Okay.
Unpoliced. Unprovoked. So don't sit there and say I say safe and secure and police the neighborhood some more. We already got enough police killing people. When I say safe and secure, I mean a normal neighborhood that isn't riddled with crime. In a normal neighborhood, you don't have police up in there. When you have police up in there, it raises the crime rate of an area.
Okay, which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful, you know, in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? You can select up to two, okay? Building more middle and low-income housing, repurposing unsure or abandoned land, you know, or buildings for affordable housing, making houses more energy efficient to save utilities, give incentives, you know, to companies who build affordable housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, teaching people more about, you know, homeownership, or none of the above applies to you, sir?
The first one. All the other ones is all Section 8 HUD home. It's all the last stuff you said is all Section 8 HUD home. I build them,
So building more middle and low income.
That's all we need. We need middle and low-income houses built. Because if you build low-income housing, which is subsidized, they're worth, you know, $400,000, but you guys rent them for $1,700 a month and then turn around and subsidize that with taxpayers' money, the original dollar, and they only pay like $300 a month, but you guys get all the money. No.
Okay,
you want the house to be rent for $1,200 a month, a whole house like it was back in the day. So make sure don't do trickier words on me.
Well, sir, this survey, I mean, we cannot, you know, change anything. It's written the way it is, and we cannot change.
I hear the way it's written. I listen with the intent.
Okay.
So the last few, you got one comment says, middle class and low build homes. Okay, that sounds great. Then you come with affordable housing, Section 8 housing, income housing, put people in housing to better themselves, clear land for housing. All five of those are paid for by taxpayers, which costs everything to go up.
Okay, thank you. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, okay? Are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Hello?
Yes, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated,